In the ever-changing world that is an NFL roster, we introduce now the Eagles Vice President of Player Personnel, Joe Douglas, who joins me here in studio to talk about, well, a roster that just doesn't seem to stop changing here, Joe. Things are pretty great. How was the weekend for you?
The weekend was great. You know, we started the process back before the preseason even started with our director of pro scouting, Dwayne Joseph, and we came together with a watch list of guys. It was all hands on deck mentality, like I mentioned to you Thursday night, and we had a list of guys. We were able to go out and scout them effectively, and we were ready on Saturday.
So you give us the time frame for fans who don't quite understand things. The final rosters are to be submitted 4 o'clock on Saturday, 53 players, and then what happens?
So then at 4 o'clock, when the final rosters are submitted, then you get the waiver wire of all the guys that were cut. And then you execute the plan, which is we have our highest graded guys. We decide who we claim, and we move on from there.
Okay, and then the NFL awards the players to the teams based on the record. So in other words, three players that you – well, we'll get into these three players here. Let's talk about them.
Yeah.
Camu
Grugier-Hill.
Okay, you've got it better than me.
First laid eyes on him at Northwestern's Pro Day. He was a small school Eastern Illinois linebacker. He just had an unbelievable Pro Day. He was drafted by the New England Patriots, had a great preseason as a special team player, and just a guy that we felt strongly about with helping FIP and helping the special teams out.
Okay. Wide receiver Bryce Treggs, late of the San Francisco 49ers.
California wide receiver. Very explosive, can take the top off the defense, deep ball threat, and also a kickoff return specialist.
Okay.
Very explosive.
And good. We need that.
Yeah.
Everybody needs that. Safety Terrence Brooks, you drafted him in Baltimore, correct?
Yes. Terrence Brooks was a third-round pick out of Florida State 2 years ago for the Ravens, and he brings a physical downhill mentality. He's a striker. He's fast. He has some corner in his pedigree. So he's a versatile guy that can help us on the back end.
All right. Joe, it's interesting how the job is never done. So the Eagles making more moves here. I'd like to get a kind of an overview of what you think this team is all about. Let's obviously start at the quarterback position. Two on the roster with Carson Wentz, Chase Daniel. How do you feel about quarterbacks?
I feel great about the quarterback position. Carson Wentz is, we all know what Carson Wentz brings to the table. He's smart. He's tough. He's a playmaker. He's a winner. Chase Daniel, same boat. Come in as a backup. He's won a lot of games. Just an outstanding player.
Big turnover, Joe, from last year to this year at the cornerback position. Other really, I guess, than Nolan Carroll. I mean, it's a whole new group here with Leotis, with Ron Brooks, with Jalen Mills as well. Let's discuss that group.
You know, Leotis and Ron have been great coming in. They've played in Jim's defense before. They've both been high-level contributors throughout the preseason. It's great to see Nolan come back from injury the way he's done. He had as productive a preseason as anyone in the National Football League, two interceptions. We feel really good about the depth there. Jalen Mills has been a great find out of LSU. Very tough, very instinctive. He has great eye discipline back there. So we're excited about the corner position.
So, Joe, what happens? What do you do now? What does your group do now from this point through the rest of the regular season?
You know, I think as the dust settles through the 53-man process, you know, we're still going to be actively looking at practice squad players, and, you know, we're still going to look at different ways we can possibly upgrade this team. But I think now you're going to see more on the personnel side and more of the attention start to focus to the college scouting aspect as the season just kicked off this past weekend. So we're going to roll right into college, and we're excited about it.
Looking ahead to 2017.
Yeah.
Joe Douglas, thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave.
Joe Douglas in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.